I have a talk to the boys and girls just now, and as I thought of what I should speak on, I thought maybe it's a message not just for the boys and girls, but for all of us. And there's lessons to be learned, but I'm aiming it especially for the boys and girls. And I'm going to use just a blank piece of paper to try and illustrate as I go through what I want to say. There was a man who was not happy. Now, there's a lot of men like that. Maybe some of them even in the service this morning. So that's not unusual. But this man, he had something missing deep down in his heart. And he kept saying, if I had money, if I had money, then I'd be so happy. I'd be able to do so many things. What I need is a lot of money. And amazingly, he had an uncle over in America, and he left him a fortune. And all of a sudden, he had all this money in his bank account, but he still was empty inside. And he said to some of his friends, what can I do with all this money that would give me joy in my heart and give me contentment in my soul? And they said, oh, I know what you need to do. It's very easy. Well, what you should do, what everybody's doing around Lisburn, they buy a lovely house. And they get it all decorated. So he bought a house. And he got it decorated. He had a lovely conservatory out the back. You can't see it. It's round the back here. And he had this beautiful, beautiful home. And he got the designers in. And all the colors were just right. And he invited all his friends round. And they had parties in the house. And it was wonderful. But whenever they all went home, he still was empty in his heart. Still was empty deep down inside. And he said to some of his friends, you know, I've all this money, but I'm empty inside. And I've bought the house and I've decorated it and I've done all that. What can I do to fill the void? They said, I know what you do. You buy a boat, you see. And he says, what you need is a boat. And so he went out and bought the most luxurious cruiser that he could find. And he sailed it over to the south of England. And then he got a wee bit more adventurous and sailed it over to the south of France. And then eventually he sailed it down and moored it in the Mediterranean and invited his friends over. And they had lovely times on the boat. But whenever they all went home, he still was empty deep down in his heart. Right down deep in his soul, there still was nothing that satisfied. Someone said to him, oh, I know what you need. A house everybody has, that's easy. And a boat, well, there's a lot of people have a boat. What you really, really could do with is a plane. Now, this is a new style of plane that they're still developing. But he thought, well, maybe that's what I need. Maybe that will fill the void in my life. So he got the plane. He was able to fly over to England and fly over to America and fly over to the Far East, over to China and India, eventually flying long haul over to Australia. My, it was wonderful. But most of the time, the plane was up at the airport. And he still was empty deep down in his soul. And he felt there was nothing really satisfied. And so he asked around. And some of them said, I know what you need. What you need is not a house or a boat or a plane. What you really want to do is become an astronaut. And then if you become an astronaut, you'll be able to go up in a rocket, buy your own rocket, and this is a new style of rocket as well, by the way. You'll be able to go up from NASA and be able to see the planets and able to see Earth and able to see things that very few people are ever able to see. And so he became an astronaut. And he went up in his rocket and he saw around all the planets and saw things that very few people ever see. And whenever he came home, there was people wanting to interview him, and he was on the television, and people were so mesmerized about what he was doing. But whenever he went home, he still was empty. One day, He was in the house feeling very sorry for himself. And somebody from Lisburn Baptist came along and knocked his door and invited him along to the service here on a Sunday evening. And he says, well, I'll go. And whenever he came, he heard about the Lord Jesus. And he heard about the cross. And he heard about a God that loved him. And heard about a Lord Jesus who died for him and shed his blood that he might go free. And sitting in Lisburn Baptist, he said, that's what I need. I need my sin washed away. I need a brand new start. I need someone who will strengthen me, who will save me, who will keep me, and one day will take me to heaven. That's what I need. And so he trusted Christ as Savior. Boys and girls, there is a chance that you're here this morning and you're saying, I would be happy if I had lots of money. And boys and girls, the chances are the big people sitting beside you are thinking exactly the same. And they're thinking, if I just had money, just a wee bit more, just more than I have now, just to be able to get a few more things and upgrade my house or pay all my bills, then I'd be happy. But boys and girls, I'm here to tell you that only Christ can bring happiness. Only Christ can bring peace in a troubled world. Drink doesn't do it. Drugs don't do it. Alcohol doesn't do it. Immorality doesn't do it. The only one who can bring that joy that passeth all understanding is Christ. The one who died on the cross for you and wants to come in to take over. You may never have an uncle from America that leaves you billions of pounds. Maybe you'll never buy a boat or a plane or a rocket. But this morning in Lisburn Baptist, you can know the contentment, the joy, the peace that comes whenever you know Christ as your Savior. And if you want to know more about that, then speak to your mum, your dad, your Sunday school teacher, the Good News Club worker, the children's meeting worker, leader, one of the oversight, or speak to me. It would be a thrill for me to tell you more about the Lord Jesus. Will you remember that? Remember that only Christ brings joy to the heart.